I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report. With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Bigs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And he is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. Bigs,
hey! Hey, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, it is, it's all fun and games. It's always great to see the Bears get back to work. And as you told us, James Daniels lining up as the starting center. So, again, they've made that move. And I was saying earlier, I trust Harry and what he sees and what he's going to do. And I know there's a lot of movement in the offseason, but it's all for the best, right? Is that the way we have to look at it?
Yeah, I think putting James Daniels there now to look at him, let him get accustomed to it, let Mitch get accustomed to it, makes all the sense in the world. Matt Nagy was asked about it and said that it's something they're looking at and they'll see where it goes, indicating that nothing is permanent. But when you make a move like this, you're doing so hoping that it's permanent, in my mind anyway. So let James get acclimated there, get accustomed to making the calls, and that type of thing. And, you know, they think James Daniels can be an excellent center. And keep in mind, James Daniels is only 21. He's not going to turn 22 until after the regular season begins. He's still a really young player with a bright future. And, you know, that was OTA number two. It was the first one open to the media. I would expect to see James at center throughout the remainder of the spring. And then when we open training camp, we'll have to see if that holds true. But I think that's going to happen, guys.
And Brad, because it's only OTA number two, we're at the conversation stage. Everything is just talking about what's going to happen. But I was surprised a little bit at Chuck Pagano, the new defensive coordinator, talking about how much he's throwing at the defense to process, to kind of see what they have. And all the maybe suggestion is that it's new terminology, it's new ideas. You've got a really good defense. His job should be number one. Just don't screw it up. Did you get that sense? And do you think that that's just, you know, coach speak for like, hey, this is part of the adjustment phase? Is this normal?
Yeah, I think it's normal. Yeah, there's new terminology that the players have to use, and Chuck talked about going through an install period in the earlier phases of the off-season program when it's, you know, he's just working with his defensive players on the field, and there's no offensive players out there, but they were installing. They're going through the same thing right now again, installation. They'll go through installation next month when they have mini camp, and then they'll do it a fourth time in training camp without being, by that point, everybody's going to have everything down. So they're putting material in, but then they're reviewing it. I think in most cases, not all, but most cases, players are going to have to learn a new name for something that they did under Vic. Will Chuck have some wrinkles? Absolutely. Are there some slight assignment differences within kind of the same play between Vic and Chuck? Yes, there's that too, but nothing that really, you know, changes the scope of what they're doing.
And it, obviously you got a new defensive coordinator there and things change and, you know, you're talking about it, but the talent level doesn't change.
Yeah.
And it might have gotten better because guys could be improving, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, shoot, look at them right now. They didn't have 52 on the roster this time last year. Aaron Lynch was basically on the shelf all spring and summer last year. Eddie Jackson, certainly a better player right now than he was a year ago. I think you could probably say that about Kyle Fuller as well. Talk about Bilal Nichols, the defensive lineman, kind of came out of nowhere a year ago. So I think they're better. And ultimately, you want to take the better roster than the better playbook. And so, and I'm not saying that Chuck doesn't have a great playbook. I'm just saying they've got superior athletes on that side of the ball, and they should be in really good shape with Chuck Pagano. And Chuck, you know, Chuck's enthusiasm, guys, is easy to pick up on, and I think he really means it when he talks about getting, you know, re-energized, refreshed with that year out of football that he had.
Mm-hmm. A couple housekeeping things, Brad. So Taquan Mizell becomes a wide receiver from a running back, and Bradley Sowell goes from offensive lineman to tight end.
Yeah, the Mizell one, there's a lot of depth at wide receiver. He's going to have an awful difficult time, in my opinion, cracking the 53. And the one with Sowell's a little bit more interesting. That's going to make it tough for him, I think. But you go back to last year, guys, and when you'd see him on the field, he was that third tight end, that blocking tight end that would come in and report as an eligible number. They did that. I mean, shoot, he must have had two dozen snaps or so doing that, at least in 2018. They know that he can block. You saw him out there running routes. He didn't look completely out of place, I'll say that. You know, they're not, as Nagy said, they're not making that move to have a guy out there to catch two-point conversions and stuff. They're looking at, you know, potentially needing a wide tight end, that blocking guy. The question that creates is, okay, if he's got an eligible number now, who's the swing tackle? And it certainly, I believe, creates an opportunity for Rashad Coward, who was just learning to play offensive line at this time a year ago. And maybe another guy to keep an eye on is Cornelius Lucas, who was signed this offseason. He's huge, fellas. He's every bit of 6'8", 330.
Wow.
Be interesting to see what happens at the swing tackle position. On the inside, I imagine they feel pretty good about veteran Ted Larson, now in his second tour with the Bears, as a guy who can help him out in a pinch at guard or center.
Or in a fight.
Got to go there. Mike Davis, the running back guys, saw him yesterday. I'm not saying that he's going to play like Thomas Jones, but he's the physique-wise, this is the back that will most remind people of Thomas Jones since Jones left the Bears.
Wow.
Those are good memories, Brad.
Yeah. Powerful lower body, powerful upper body.
Like that comp. Interesting.
We have to mention the top 100 list, the Dan and Don top 100 list. Olin Krutz checking in at 27. We're going to talk to him a little bit later in the program. That seems low for Olin. And I know the Bears have nothing but Hall of Famers.
Yeah, they've got like 26 Hall of Famers, right?
Yeah, so it's hard to, you know, say that someone belongs here, there, or anywhere. But I don't know. It's a tough thing to put together. Was Olin higher or lower in your list, or can you not say?
I can't remember off the top of my head. Mm. I would say in that range.
Okay.
You know, you've got a really, really good center in Jay Hilgenberg,
sure,
who I know Dan's, you know, tried to put together compelling cases to get Jay into the Pro Football
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Who's there too, that's got to be, you know, high on that list. Olin what he meant to the Bears as a player. He was, you know, the undisputed leader of that offensive line on the field. And then what he meant, I think, for the organization from Monday through Saturday is a leader in the locker room, not just of the offense, of the entire team. You know, he added huge value to what they were trying to accomplish, and he did so for an awful long time.
Did Briggs being 28 and Wilbur Marshall being 43 surprise you on the Bears list?
No, that wouldn't shock me. Because I think you could make a pretty strong case that, you know, Wilbur Marshall's Bears career was significantly shorter than Lance's, mm-hmm. right? So that doesn't seem, you know, off to me. Again, if you're looking at it from that lens, because I think that's one of the factors that you have to take into account is this is a Bears top 100 list. You know, how many seasons did this guy contribute to the Bears?
All right, Bigsy. Thank you, buddy. We
Thanks,
appreciate
Brad.
It.
Good stuff.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.